This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. A big event happening on Saturday night with a local nonprofit organization wanted to talk about. And like everything else the last 11 months, it's happening a little bit differently. Melanie Premer is Executive Director at Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So the Gala 2021 Dance Competition. Before we talk about how things are different this year, back up and talk, if people are newer to the area, talk about the event, the history of it, why you do it, et cetera.
Yeah. At this event, we're actually celebrating 10 years this year. So we are showcasing some performances from previous years, which is exciting. What had happened in 2012, upon being hired by my incredible board of directors, Valadia Ball, one of our board members, who is a dancer and really passionate about people having safety and healthy relationships, came to me and said, do you think together we could work with the board and staff and put on this great dancing event? And so it was, you know, we had this vision of maybe doing Dancing with the Stars, and it has grown and really become its own version of the Douglas County Dancing with the Stars. And we have not only partners dancing together, but also groups. Our first year, we had 150 guests and we raised $16,000. And last year, we had over 1,000 guests between Seven Feathers, holding an event there in the Convention Center and also at UCC Jacoby Auditorium. And we raised over $74,000. So in total, we've raised over $500,000 in 10 years.
Wow. So what do you do with those funds?
So we've done several things throughout the decade, things from remodeling our shelter so that it is a more comfortable, trauma-informed space. People have their own rooms. And we even did some really cool stuff this year around COVID to make those rooms even more friendly for having to be in there by yourself. So communal living is something that we've moving away from. And we have also hired advocates that work specifically in the healthcare setting. So at Aviva Health and South River and Mercy Hospital. We've also purchased what we call Pacific House this last year with the funding that we raised. And that house is designed for people who have very complex issues, for example, chronic health conditions, on top of experiencing violence and that type of trauma, and also have housing barriers. And so the idea is to help them address their barriers through case management and peer counseling.
So last year, you had your event in the nick of time.
We did. I feel like that's every year, because during the Snowmageddon, that happened the day after the event that year, too. So I feel like the universe is looking out for us so that we can do this great work.
But this year, things haven't quite got that far back yet, so you're doing it differently.
Yes, and I would just want to continue to say thank you to our dancers who have been so flexible, because over the last several months, week by week, things change, as we know. Sometimes it feels like things are changing day by day. And so we have created this event that will be shown on our wonderful host here, 541radio.com, on Saturday night. Everything has been pre-recorded so that we could maintain the safety of our dancers and our production crew. We've had a really great production crew who've worked really hard. And it was a small crew of creative folks who have put together this beautiful video. The dancers, though, have come together in much smaller groups. Historically, our groups have been everywhere from like the size of 10 to 16 folks. And so the groups are now at most 4 people on a team.
Wow. So a whole lot of switches. Like everybody else, it's a quick learn of new technology this year.
Yes. And so the thing that we are going to be using, speaking of technology, are our social media pages. So if you go to Peace at Home Dance Competition on Facebook or Instagram, you can join us and host pictures of maybe your own party or celebration for our dancers and tag Peace at Home Dance Competition And you can also use our hashtag #CelebratePeaceAtHome and show your support for the dancers who've put in all this effort. Since they do not have an audience this year and they're not hearing the applause during their filming, I would love for them to see your faces on social media.
It's been interesting. We've talked to a couple of theater groups that have done this kind of thing as well. And they mentioned that too. I mean, for actors, normally you're playing off a crowd. You don't have them there. That element is hard. On the flip side, though, when you have this produced virtually, first of all, you get to, if you're in it, you get to watch it with your friends and family. That would never happen. You know, you could see what it was like and interact with them. And there's this thing called the internet, which
yes.
means that people anywhere in the world could be watching this.
Yeah, and we've actually already had some conversations with people in Korea, Russia, and Australia who plan to be watching Saturday night.
Wow. So, I mean, that really, not only for your event, but for a lot of other event-type things that people are doing, the folks keep telling me as I have, you know, gone around the community and talked to different people or have them on the phone or in person here, that, you know, going forward, even if you go back to doing all the in-person events and all that, that this may be an element of these things in the long term because it just increases your reach.
Yeah, I think that there has been a lot of opportunity to learn. It's definitely sort of built upon my skill set as an executive director. I've learned things that I thought I would never learn over this entire decade, but definitely this year. And I think that our dancers have certainly learned how to adapt to this as well. So, for example, we have one dancer, their teams are dancing outside, and one team is dancing on Zoom. So timing is a big deal when dancing. So this is really impressive that they do this via Zoom. But she also made this audio recording where she has the music in the background, and then she actually counts out all the steps and gives instruction. That is commitment to coaching.
Wow. So where do you find these dancers?
Our dancers have come to us. We have recruited folks in the past who have been involved in the event, either through sponsoring or coming to the event. It's really word of mouth. We do recruitment in the fall. And people who are really passionate about dancing or maybe have never danced in their life and would like to get involved and really want to support the cause. Really, they get engaged with us, and we do some education in the beginning of our recruitment stage and talk about the commitment, and then we put together our teams.
So what's the role of your board of directors in all this with the event?
Yeah, our board has lots of different skill sets, and some of our board members help with securing donations and event sponsorships. We have board members who participate in some of the production and the interviewing. We have some board members who are helping judge the watch parties so that we can give out some prizes on Monday night. And board members also participate in education. So we do different types of education with our dancers every year. And this year, board members put together some tools like TED Talks and YouTube videos around cultural appropriation. So not only are we talking about how we can support survivors and our services and how they can advocate, but also how can we show respect and honor other cultures when we're dancing. This is the most diverse performance that we've ever held with the most competitive teams hosted in an event.
What kinds of styles of music?
So the styles of dances that we have to lots of different types of music include contemporary, Latin, line dancing, swing, hip hop, and some disco. I mean, lots of different types of performances.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Melanie Premer, the Executive Director of Peace at Home Advocacy Center, talking about the Gala 2021 Dance Competition and more about the organization when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 1240 KQEN, a conversation with State Senator Floyd Prezansky on tomorrow's program. Melanie Premer here from Peace at Home Advocacy Center, talking about the Gala 2021 Dance Competition. But we also wanted to talk about Peace at Home, I mean, everybody's been under a lot of stress. Who's kidding? Over the last 11 months, what's it been like for the clients, the folks that you work with?
I think that it has been sometimes difficult to reach out to an advocate. I think it's also sometimes difficult to know how to reach out. It can take, you know, courage and the right time when you're thinking about your own safety and how to do that safely. We have been busy in lots of different ways in the way that people are reaching out to us. So our housing and shelter program have definitely seen a huge increase. We were fortunate enough to receive some special funding from several grants this last year to help put people in hotels. And so we had a 220% increase in the number of folks utilizing shelter in that way. As many of us know, it's not necessarily safe to go into a communal living situation with COVID. And so we've been able to help people stay in hotels for up to 14 days. And one of the other things is being able to provide services safely for the people that we serve in a way that it's ongoing, so they don't just get that one-time intervention with us. And so we were also able to purchase cell phones for folks so that they could stay connected with us either via phone. And that also helped by giving them some data so that they could do telemedicine and also work on housing and employment and those type of things too.
One of the things that we've touched on before is, especially last spring and probably at various other times over the past few months, when people have been home even more and maybe working from home with whatever their job was, is that if you're in one of those situations, it's a little hard to report an issue if nobody else ever leaves the house.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, often sometimes people could make up a reason to leave, right? Whether that's going to the grocery store, often maybe going to a doctor's appointment, or even going to work. Like, we've met with people on their breaks. And so when you're not able to do that and reach out, it becomes difficult to get the safety planning that you may need. And Brian, I mean, we've talked before about the types of violence we're seeing, Kyle. We talked earlier, like you had mentioned, and we're seeing, you know, an increase in gun violence and the use of weapons. And so not only is it difficult to report and reach out, the severity of that violence has become very scary for some folks.
And do you find yourself working with other agencies as well sometimes, just in terms of those situations that are maybe more complex and maybe sort of COVID charged?
Oh, absolutely. We work with healthcare providers often in developing plans, whether that's being able to set up meetings or address some folks' medical needs or mental health needs, all the way to working with UCAN on accessing funding for housing, whether that's our housing or finding other housing in the community. Those community partnerships are really important.
Do you feel like some people who maybe didn't have good relationships and had some of these issues in the past have seen them really ramp up just because of the stress of COVID?
Yes. And what we have seen is a spike in the number of people, elderly folks who have been in relationships for a really, really long time. And we're not sure if this stress is contributing to the escalation in their home, but we have more elderly people reaching out who have been, like I said, in relationships for a long time. And then we've also seen a lot of people with disabilities also reaching out for help, whether it's a caregiver or a family member who is abusing them either emotionally, physically, or even financially. We've provided more services to people with disabilities during this time.
So talk about the staff and some of the roles that they have.
Yeah, so we have 20 advocates on staff, and we all specialize in different things, and we're all trained in the same things. And we have advocates who are working in what we call community-based settings and also at our public office location where people can come and receive information and do safety planning and access other resources. And then we have our advocates at our shelter and housing programs as well. So some of our community-based advocates work specifically with law enforcement, with Umpqua Community College, Aviva Health, the hospital, South River, and then DHS.
What about funding during the last 11 months? I've heard from different nonprofit organizations that as governments have been, you know, kind of stressed in financial ways and shifted money around to deal with COVID-19 or in Oregon's case to deal with wildfires, how have you guys fared financially?
Yeah, I would say that we feel really fortunate that our community has stepped up. For example, Greater Douglas United Way supported us earlier last year, and some of that support has continued with other agencies providing us with some small grants. But of course, this fundraiser that we have this Saturday is absolutely vital. And the great thing about all the funds that we raise this Saturday, your donation, every dollar, we matched with three other dollars through a grant. So I just want to encourage people to think about that, that they're, even if you give $100, which may help someone with a cell phone and a plan for 60 days so that they can continue to receive peer counseling and support, that is matched with 300 other dollars, and that may be able to provide them safe shelter as well.
Sometimes when you do events like this, whether it's in person or like this virtually, sometimes a lot of folks in the middle class will go, well, I can't really do much. I can give 25, 50 bucks, maybe 100 or whatever. And it's easy to think that doesn't make a difference, but clearly this time around, it makes even more of a difference.
Oh, absolutely makes a difference. And it also allows us to do really creative planning with people. So for example, donations also help us fund things that may not be funded by grants. So for example, if someone needs a prescription, a much urgent prescription that they cannot, their insurance may not pay for, we may be able to help with someone be able to access that.
So again, let's go over the event. We got a couple minutes left on Inside Douglas County with Melanie Prummer from Peace at Home. A Gala 2021 Dance Competition. I know there's different options to not only watch the program, but to connect in and text or email or whatever to give. Talk about those.
Yeah, I would encourage you to go to our brand new website, which is peaceathome.com, and you can click the donate button. If you would like to vote for a dancer, you can include their information in your comments when you make your donation through the website, peaceathome.com. On the evening, we have this option to do text to give. And of course, you can use text to give all the way through next week if you like. And so we'll have more information on the show, or you could visit our Facebook page to learn more.
And it's on 541radio.com too. So you get multiple places.
We're super excited.
So that's going to give you a lot of options there, a lot of ways to connect with people. What time does it begin Saturday?
6 p.m.
And how long does it run?
Well, that's a really great question. So yesterday I learned that it's about an hour and a half. So it'll be lots of fun time.
And with being virtual, that also means that, for instance, people have to get their own food and beverages and all that. You can't, serve them dinner like you would in years past and all that.
Yes. However, we've had some great support from businesses this year who have donated lots of drinks and food so that we could thank our event sponsors. So especially our title sponsors, Roseburg Disposal and CHI Mercy Health. And so they're able to host their one or two person parties, and we're able to provide them with some goodies. And so we hope that you're able to celebrate with your family or a friend.
All right. The Gala 2021 Dance Competition, the 10th annual event. Again, it's Saturday night at 6. Melanie Prummer from Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.